Hey guys, you are listening to the SSP podcast. I am Sam Stroud. We're going to get started here in just a second. Before we do, I want to highlight two sponsors, Nations Photo Lab. Look, you're a photographer, you take pictures, you want to give your clients great prints, great albums. Nations Photo Lab is where you want to go. They're the creator of the album 99, $99 for a 12 by 12 or any size that you want. I use the 12 by 12 Italian leather handcrafted album. I give this album to all of my bride and groom's families that I shoot. Head over to www.nationsphotolab.com, use the promo code SAMSTROUD, and get 10% off gallery wraps, rate cards, prints, 4x6s, 5x7s, bigger prints, smaller prints. Find something you want to give your client and get 10% off. It's nationsphotolab.com. And also, don't forget the briefcase.co. I have annoyingly referred to these guys so much as the Spotify of legal advice. It's a subscription service. They're incredible. I've used them time and time and time again. Legal documents, problems with clients, questions about everything and anything legal. Photographers specifically, they have something for you. Go to thebriefcase.co and again, use the promo code SAMSTROUD. Get 10% off.
Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs. Take them down.
You are listening to the SSP podcast with Sam and Jeremy, two guys tediously droning on and on and on about business, photography, and God knows what else.
Nothing but right.
Just a shade under a decade.
All right. What's up, man?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Now we can really talk.
Oh, yes.
This is one of my best friends. We haven't talked in 6 months. Let's record.
Hasn't been that long, has it?
Dude, a lot. Think about this. Think about all the things that have happened in this world since you and I have talked last.
All right, name three.
We have a new president. Donald Trump is president-elect.
Right.
You had a birthday.
Oh, I did. That's right.
You think of some things, man.
No, you're right. It has been a long time. It's been a really long time. I was trying to look at the...
I turned officially Catholic... And before you go on to that, you've been nominated as the patron saint of wedding photographers, and I seriously want to talk about that today at some point.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by that, but we can talk about it.
Of course you don't, because that's what all saints say. Oh, I haven't done anything.
Well, it has been a while. The last one we recorded together, and then we text, again, just for the people. We text, generally speaking. I don't like to talk to anybody.
Which really consists of you berating me, but yes.
Which is much like this podcast.
Right.
It's not much different.
But we're going to try to turn that around today.
No, we're not doing that. Are we doing that?
I don't know.
I have a friend that likes to call, and he wants to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
And he's local. Like, I see him all the time, but he wants to call me and talk to me on the phone.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
Does he know that you don't like to talk on the phone?
I feel like... No, I don't know if he knows. I don't think he's, like, trolling me. I think...
Next time he calls you on the phone, you should just say, oh, I unfollowed you on the phone.
I unfollowed you from this.
I know this is awkward, but I have to hang up now.
So what's new, man?
I honestly don't know where to start. There seriously has been so much stuff in the last... It feels like it's been 6 months. It definitely has been like before September, right? Back in August,
I don't think so. I think the last one we recorded was November, wasn't it?
November?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Sam, what is it like to be in your mind, man? No, we just talked in November. No, we didn't.
Did we not?
We haven't, man. There's been a lot of stuff. You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because I go back through my phone and I look at I have a couple little pages of remarks or notes where I'm like, oh, we should talk about this on the podcast. And that dates back to August.
Dude, you're right. I put a best of out there August 9th. And then I did one on the way down to Florida by myself because you were having surgery on a goiter.
Yeah, a hairy goiter. Yeah,
on the back of your neck.
Is that even like anatomically possible to have that?
I don't know. You have it. You tell us.
Well, I don't know. You had it.
Man, there are a lot of wedding photography podcasts.
Well, there's a lot of wedding photographers.
I'm looking at
which is also funny because I feel like, why am I on here now? What am I doing?
Here's a podcast called Wedding Photographers Unite.
Yeah.
Andy Buscemi and Neil Urban. I bet that's a waste of time. Podcast.
Think his brother is Steve Buscemi. if he looks anything like Steve Buscemi, I'm guessing he's not getting a lot of business.
Here's a podcast post, the Beginner Photography Podcast. That's a waste of time. Photographers on Fire. I'd like to set these photographers on fire. Wedding Photographers. I don't even know what that's about. Here's Sam Herds. I like Sam Herd. He's a good dude. Here's one. I've been on this one. Andrew
Sam,
Holmes,
are you chewing gum while you do this?
Yeah, I'll spit that out. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, I know you can do that.
I can multitask. Anyway, there's a lot of photography pie. All that to say, yes, it's been since August, since we've talked and released a podcast together.
Yeah. Yeah,
so what's
together.
New?
So, let's see. A couple of notable things that I think that are fun that have happened. I got to hang out with the Brothers and Craft guys.
Oh, wait. I want to hear their story, but I just clicked on, I was like,
I can multitask, Jeremy. Please
go on.
Let me ask you a question about how you've been and what you're up to, but I'll be over here doing this, not listening to anything you're saying. It's so good to be back together.
Wait, I just want to tell you, I want to read this to you. So I was going through looking at the podcast and I was like, oh my gosh, we have a ton new reviews or a ton more new reviews. These are the last three. One of the best podcasts I've had. Heard, I guess. 5 stars. The second to last one, 5 stars. This is the best podcast compared to other podcasts in this market. Keep it up. And this is the last one as of October 4th. Crappy comedy podcast. I'm 20 minutes in so far and it's only Hitler jokes, 9/11 jokes. Both of these two are way too hung up on how funny they are. In my opinion, it's way too low on content.
Well, at least we're doing something right.
He's not wrong. All right, sorry. Go ahead. You were hanging with the brothers from the other mothers, those guys.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's very funny. Should we try to do something funnier?
We should try to do something funny. If this is high on content,
right,
then we shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, no. No, I don't know if you're familiar with, I think you're familiar with Brothers and Craft.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not, people that are listening, go check them out on Instagram. They're pretty cool. Those guys came through town and it was pretty interesting because I think they posted an Instagram story, which if you remember the last time that we recorded, I think was when Instagram came out with that feature,
right?
And I was all worked up and mad about it, and now I totally use it and love it. Okay. I've totally done a complete reversal on that, so forgive me for getting all worked up about it and not being able to see the future. But anyway, those guys got on there and they were in Portland and they said, hey, looking for interesting spots or, you know, somewhere to eat or whatever. And I messaged them and then I was at work and Kirk, one of the brothers that owns the company, called me just like shot in the dark, calls me up randomly. I've never met these guys ever. I barely know who they are. I think I was only following them because you told me to, or maybe because Daryl Calfee follows them.
It was probably me.
Yeah, it's probably me. anyway, they were here and they were doing a shoot for a brand called Tecma, which is like a men's outerwear sports, you know, clothing line that they are working for.
Right.
And they're like, we're up at Multnomah Falls, which is a world famous waterfall here in the Portland area.
Is that the one like, you Instagrammed the other day?
Yes. The one looks that like, was all frozen over.
Looks like Narnia.
Yeah.
Okay. It's beautiful. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Is that what you would say as you drove by it at 80 miles an hour?
That's whoa, cool. Narnia.
That's cool. Where are we going now?
That's pretty interesting. Next.
But yeah, they were up there and there's, you know, it actually has become a little bit of a problem here because of Instagram. Some of the locals are kind of complaining about social media ruining places like Multnomah Falls, where you used to be able to just drive up to the lots and go and look at the falls. You can't do that anymore. They have overflow parking where they have to bus people into this thing now. And there's the people here, the locals here are saying that it's because of social media and people blowing up Multnomah Falls and other places like Cannon Beach and stuff. But anyway, those guys call and they're like, we're doing a shoot here and there's people everywhere. Like, so they're like, do you know where there is a waterfall that we could use where there wouldn't be people? And it, as you know, and we've talked about this a little bit, it just so happened that they called the right guy because I'm like, well, actually I do know a place, but bear with me here. It's on the back of the property of a convent.
Ugh.
Ugh. They didn't have that attitude. They came and thoroughly enjoyed it. And we had a really good time, man. And they came, they did the shoot. They couldn't believe that waterfall was back there. It's pretty huge, but they did what they needed to do. And then they came back down and it was actually an interesting little visual of, I'd never met these guys, but I'm telling these sisters, like, here's my friends from South Carolina. They're in town. And all of the sisters were actually gathering for evening prayer, but all those guys wanted to talk to all of them. So there, you see all these people like gathering, like looking around, like, what are these men doing in here? You know? So they met them, talked to them, and it was fun hanging out with those guys. And I think they're coming back. They're going to come back through here and go visit Mount Hood.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But I've been enjoying things like that. There's other things, but I've talked long enough. What do you have to say for yourself? Yeah, just making relation. I can't believe that I've been doing this, Sam. When I was in Virginia, I feel like I wouldn't have done this for whatever reason.
You mean
talk to people, form relationships on Instagram. The other one, just a little shout out, and you know who these guys are. They listen to the podcast, Heather and Jared.
Yeah.
Which you can just look them up on Instagram at Heather and Jared. And they kind of have done what we did, where they drove all the way across the country and they've just recently moved to Portland. They're wedding photographers. But so we're supposed to get together and go have coffee. But
there's been some
other people too that I've not been afraid to kind of explore those relationships and have met up with some people here that I knew when I used to live here that's just been having a good time doing that.
Dude, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid of meeting new people though. Like you have to do it at a wedding. But what scares me about doing it is there's a small chance that, like, you could get murdered and thrown into the back of their car, buried in the desert somewhere.
Or it could be worse than that. They don't murder you, but when you meet them, you're like, I think they're a little bit off, and now these people are in my life.
Oh my gosh, dude, I just started to break into a sweat there a little bit. Just thinking about that. Thinking about that. Like meeting somebody, and then, oh my gosh, there's a guy that I know of, kind of local, and he's a photographer. Dude, he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Constantly wanting to hang out, and I'm constantly like, I'm out of town.
The artful dodger.
Yeah, he kind of caught me in a lie, because he was like, "Dude, let's hang out," and I was like, "Oh man, I have a wedding. I can't. I'm shooting." He's like
shooting coyotes.
Yeah, he's like, "You told me you were done with weddings." I was like, "Yeah, I mean, but this one is different. It's different." But I'll be gone. I can't hang out is the bottom line. The point I'm getting to is I can't be around you. And it's mainly because he's not scary, but he's odd. He's just an odd dude.
But I have to say that that actually seems like the exception, because every person that I've connected with on Instagram so far and actually met them have been like the coolest people that I want to continue to have relationship with and be around them. Now, hopefully I'm not the guy where they're like, let's not get together with him again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are probably a little bit.
Okay.
I just got back from Florida.
I saw that.
Yeah. The last two weddings I've shot have been for friends. That's been exciting.
That's a long drive, man.
I know, you and I have made it. Referenced that on our last podcast. I referenced our trip to Florida.
I heard that, and you also referenced flying, and I actually had somebody request me talking about you flying on airplanes.
Oh gosh.
Just one short specific story about that.
All right.
You've made it pretty clear that you have a fear of flying.
Yeah, listen, I fleshed this out.
I wouldn't call it fear.
I fleshed this out. I'm not afraid of anything. Like, I'm not afraid. Like, if a man walked into my house with a gun, I'm not afraid of that man with a gun. In fact, he should be afraid, whether I have a gun or not.
Right.
I'm not afraid of flying. It's the unknown that's like, I don't know if this guy's capable enough of not crashing this plane.
Okay, well, call it what you want. It seems to me to be a fear of flying. I'm not judging you for that.
Okay.
But when we flew, because I think we were shooting a wedding in Arizona. This is when I lived in Virginia.
Oh,
and
my
we flew to Arizona, shot the wedding, and we were flying back. And it was well established in my rib cage and your neighbor's rib cage that you had difficulty flying on the airplane. But on the way back home, it was particularly fun or interesting for me, because you were sitting in the middle. I was sitting to your right, and sitting to your left was this very elegant older African American woman who was sleeping for the entire flight until it was time to land, and you literally dug your elbows into her rib cage, and she woke up saying, "Oh Lord,
oh Lordy, Lordy."
And then you apologized. You said, "I'm sorry, I have a really hard time flying." And she said, "Oh yeah, that's okay. I used to have a fear of flying myself, but I've since gotten over that." And you guys talked, and she talked with you the entire way as we landed, and there were some bumps, and you continued to elbow her. But I looked down, and you were holding her hand. You guys were holding hands.
So
when we got back out to the car, we sat down in the car. It was very quiet late at night, and I go, "Dude, you were holding that woman's hand. You had your own Touched by an Angel episode up there, man."
Oh, yes. I remember that old lady. She also told me She said, well, what are you afraid of? And I said, well, I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid this plane is going to fall as we're landing. And she looked at me and said, oh, honey, there's nothing you can do about that. And I was like, I know. I know. I know. That's why I don't like being up here.
So yeah, you went to Florida. You shot RJ's wedding.
I did. I shot RJ's wedding, and that was a lot of fun. It was cool to see him get married. That was cool to be a part of. I met Allie's family. I knew Allie, his now wife, and her family's really great. And I met his family. It was really neat. Like, it just was a good reminder of why I like shooting weddings. Like, when you have a really cool couple, it's generally like they're sort of a byproduct of the cool family members. You know what I mean? Their friends are cool. It was really neat. It was cool to be down there. It kind of stinks to, like, Jill didn't get to go with me. So I basically spent, you know, ultimately almost 5 days in Florida by myself. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm okay with that. I just hung out in the hotel room. I went to the mall one day.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, why? I don't know.
Why were you there for 5 days?
They had multiple shooting days. So, like, I drove down, got there Thursday evening-ish, and then shot Friday, and then hung out, and then shot Sunday. So I had all of Saturday to do nothing. So I went to the beach. I had a cigar, went to a cigar shop, had a cigar. I played a lot of poker. I went to some casinos and played in some poker tournaments.
This is with RJ, who, for people that may not know, that's one of the shooters that you have that works with you.
Yes.
How was that? What's that like, doing something like that for someone that is part of your team?
It's fun. It's not stressful because he doesn't have any expectation. Like, he's just happy that I'm there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I shot a wedding a couple weekends ago for a friend, and that was a little stressful because there was some expectation there. There was like, she kept telling people like, oh, he is amazing. He's the best. These photos are going to be incredible, so don't worry about it. I was like, well, what if they're just average? Like,
right.
Wait a minute. Like, what if you look at these and they're all just average?
But that's part of what we've talked about on here before, is that your reputation goes before you, and I find that it isn't that it raises their expectations. It's like they already know what they're going to get, and whatever you give them matches that somehow magically. Yeah.
Generally speaking, yes. Oh my gosh, that reminds me, a couple weeks ago, I got an email from a bride. One of my other photographers shot this wedding. And maybe this is not a great business move, but I don't care. The photos were done. I looked at the photos, and then I get this email. I didn't really like look through all of them. I just looked through just to make sure that everything was okay. Because the other photographer edited them. So she puts them online, says, hey, they're done. I run through them, send the email off to the bride. I get an email from the bride, and she was like, I'm not happy with these at all. I was like, oh, no. So I went back and looked at them. I was like, well, that's weird. These are pretty awesome. And then I get on the phone with her, and she's like, we are just not impressed. There's no photo here of us that is, like, just incredible, just wows us. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And she kind of put me on hold, and I brought Jill over. I was like, Jill, what do you think of these photos? And the first thing Jill said was, she was like, wow, you did such a great job. And I was like, well, I didn't shoot them. You know, so-and-so shot them. But she had this expectation. Like, and you get this every now and again. You know, you get somebody you just can't please. But to your point, like, she had this idea of who we were and what she was getting. And in this case, like, it was unreasonable. Even the groom was like, I don't have this photo that I can just frame. And I'm looking at like 50 or 60 photos that I'm like, I don't even know you, and I'm beginning to not like you. And I would frame this photo. You know what I mean?
But I think most times, though, that doesn't happen. Like,
no, it doesn't.
Don't you think? I mean, it's kind of goes back to that thing we've kind of laughed about before, where you shoot the wedding, they haven't seen a single picture, and they are oohing and aahing over the work that you've done. And they haven't seen the product.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think most of the time that actually, I always felt like, even if I shot it and was like, man, I tried hard, but I feel like I'm giving them a 85-90% content here. They get it back and they're like, oh my gosh, we, you know, thank you so much. You get what I'm saying, absolutely. Right? Most of the time that's the case, I think.
Yeah. Well, and this couple is a microcosm of what the last, I would say, like 3 months of my life has been, where, you know, one day I'm in Florida shooting the most amazing, like that. I don't know if you saw, I took this portrait of RJ and Allie and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know that I can create better work than that portrait of them two. It was awesome. It was like them on the rocks, water behind them, like wide angle. I just loved it. And then I have this couple in the back of my head who is like not happy. Like that's been the last 3 months where one minute I'm getting an email that's like, you are the greatest thing in the world. You know, and the next day I'm getting an email from a bride that's like, hey, this image sucks. Can you fix it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I can try. Sorry. Like, I'm sorry your image sucks. But, you know, it's that like when it's good one day, bad the next day. You know what I'm saying?
But then that kind of comes back to your own expectations too, right? You are not ever going to make everyone always happy all the time.
Never. And I was just talking to Daryl about this. Like, it's never, ever, ever as good as it actually seems. And it's never, ever, ever as bad as it actually seems.
Right.
You know, like I've been in some situations where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really bad. But what I feel like I've been able to develop over the last 2 years is this ability to absorb whatever bad is happening and go, okay, let's set aside whatever emotions, whatever feelings I have about the person, the situation, or the scenario, whatever's happening. And let's just look at the facts. And maybe what they're saying is true, and maybe what they're saying is not true, but what can we do to make it better? Because the reality is it's never that bad. And even when it's good, like just these reviews of the podcast I was just joking about, like it's like 5-star, 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 1-star. This guy makes too many Hitler jokes. It's like, that's what it's like all the time. Although
what
I was going to say, it's been a while since I've made a Hitler joke.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to start now. But when I hear that,
wait.
No, seriously.
I'm trying to think of a good, like,
there aren't any good ones. That's the problem.
A good racist undertone. Yeah.
Why? Maybe we should look at that review and take it with a grain. Take it with a grain of salt. But also, there is something in me that's like, you know, he might be right a little bit. Like,
he said, I'm 20 minutes in and it's Hitler and 9/11 jokes.
Yeah, but what did he say after that?
These dudes are too hung up on how funny they are. Yeah. Well, see, he admits that we're funny. Or they. I don't know if it's a woman or...
But I've had that concern before. Like, I want people to listen to this and not feel like it's an inside joke, but actually be able to get content from it so that it helps them do what they're doing. At the same time, if there's other people that listen to it and they want to be entertained, that we can do that well too.
I didn't hear anything you just said. I'm looking at sorry, dude. I'm looking at all of his other reviews, and he doesn't like reviewing people positively. So this is perfect for what we're talking about. Like, some people, you just can't make, like, he reviewed Sam Hurd is awesome. I like Sam Hurd. In fact, of all of those podcasts that I named in the beginning, I was like, podcast shit. Oh, Sam Hurd. I like Sam Hurd. His podcast is really good. He gave his a 1-star.
Huh.
Anyway. Well,
it kind of reminds me of, I know that you listen to Here's the Thing, right?
Oh, I love that podcast.
You know, I feel like there's a feature we could do on this show of, here's stuff you should be listening to or reading that's not us.
Yeah.
I love Here's the Thing. And he did one with Mickey Rourke a while back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be awesome.
And one of the little nuggets that I took out of that was Mickey Rourke was super upset about a film that he did where he felt like he had a good performance. But the film reviewed just horribly. The critics just hated it, you know?
Yeah.
And it really, really bothered him. Like, he even admitted that he was in a conversation in the car with the director of the film, and that he was crying about it. And
Mickey Rourke was?
Yeah, that Mickey Rourke was crying about it. And which, if you know Mickey Rourke's backstory, that's kind of a big deal. You know,
that's a huge deal. Yeah.
Right. So he's crying about it, and the director of the film was like, "Hey, do you know any of these people that are leaving these bad reviews?" And he's like, "No, I don't." And he's like, "Do you know any of the people that left some of those good reviews?" He's like, "No, I don't." He's like, "You don't know any of these people. Why do you give a crap what they think about your about your work?" Like, and obviously, when we're putting this in the context of the business that you are in, and that I don't know what I'm doing,
right?
when you put it in the context of that, you always just have to aim at that mark of working hard, meeting your expectations, and hoping that translates well into the product that you're giving them. But you're never going to make everybody happy, and you shouldn't get too hung up on all the people that are just going on and on and on about you either.
Right. Yes. It reminds me of again, I've referenced the fact that I Google myself, partly because I have a very large hole in my heart that needs to be filled with affirmation and please like me. But the other real reason is SEO. Like, I'm just making sure I'm trying to make sure the SEO part of the business stuff is working out. But I told you before, like, I've done that before, and I found these subreddit forums of people talking about my business.
Right.
Someone referenced the, all he ever does is use off camera flash. Which I've done a lot lately. but I found another one where a bride was like chronicling.
I've heard it both ways.
Chronicling.
Give me the blueprints.
Oh, that's going to make me crazy. Her search for a photographer. And I was part of that blog post. This, you know, it was a series of posts that she had written on her own personal blog. And when she decided who she was picking, and I went back and looked for her through my email, and I was like, oh wow, yeah, this girl will sign a contract, no doubt. And then I read the post where she picked who she picked, and she went through why she didn't pick me, and it really hurt my feelings. Like, I had this moment of like, oh man, like, maybe she's right. Maybe I'm not that good. Maybe I am just average. Like, that was some of the terminology she used. She's like, oh, I just felt like he was kind of average. Like, yeah, you'd see this one shot here, or maybe I like this, or this resonated. But ultimately, he was just average. He was just an average photographer. Huh. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, that really bothered me. It stuck with me. And then I had that moment of what you were just talking about where I was like, wait a minute. I just shot hundreds of weddings over the last 2 years. And almost all of those brides get back to me and say, these are incredible. Like, I just had an email the other day. This bride was like, we'll cherish these forever. Like, we'll look at these forever with a smile on our face. Thank you. But this one little blog post of someone who didn't book was affecting me so much.
Right.
That's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
I used to go through on our Facebook page, the fan page, you know, there's however many 50,000 whatever people who liked that our page, and I would see someone would make a comment, and if it was a negative comment, I would delete the comment and block the person forever.
And ask for their exact coordinates.
I need to know where this person lives. It just bothered me, and I think ultimately that just comes down to like narcissism. Right? Like, if I'm being honest.
Wow. Like, yes, go on.
Like, I feel like I deserve that person's praise. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like this is a universal problem with the industry we're in, if I'm being honest. And maybe I'm just deflecting a little bit off of my own uncomfortableness right now. But we see it in a lot of different ways, right? Like, I don't have enough. I've said this a million times. You know, I don't have enough Instagram followers. I don't have enough Facebook followers. This person's complaining about, well, this person likes that photographer. Why don't they like me? And I say some of the same things to myself. I've never said it in a public forum, I guess. Well, I guess I am right now. But ultimately, like, why can't we just take the criticism? You know what I mean? Like, take it for what it's worth. Like, remove 20% of the fat from whatever it is they're saying. Like, this, right. Let's use this comment. I keep going back to this podcast review this guy left for us, if I could find it. It's 20 minutes. I'm 20 minutes in so far. It's Hitler jokes, 9/11 jokes, general chit-chat. They're too hung up on how funny they are, and in my opinion, it's way too low on content. Take away the fat from that, and maybe what he's just saying is like, it just didn't resonate with me. Like, I wish there was more to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he, well, I guess this is his fault. He had to make it personal.
See, here you go.
I need to contact Apple and figure out if I can find out where this person lives. Anyway, you get the gist of what I'm saying, right?
I do, yeah.
And maybe it just doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe back to your point about Mickey Rourke, like, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you have to put your head in the sand with that stuff, but to me it just means take it all with a grain of salt. And more importantly, you should care, if you're going to care what people think, care what people, the people that you're close to or that you respect them, their opinion of you and of your work, care about what they think. Because I feel like that can be constructive.
Yeah, that's true.
In both ways, not just in a negative way. You know, if I know, like, when I taught my photography classes, one of the first things that I would say is I am going to be brutally honest with you. If you ask me to be honest, I will be brutally honest. And the reason I'm going to do that, the reason I'm going to do that is so that if you turn a piece in, if you show me something and you hear me respond in a way that is giving praise to that piece, you know that I'm genuinely doing that. I'm not just part of the, like, yeah. good job infrastructure, right? That is everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings make it uncomfortable. You know, though, you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs?
Yes.
So to that, to add maybe another layer of this, like, you know, that personality test tells you who you are. You know, you're either an introvert or an extrovert, a thinker. You know, you're a judger, you're sensitive, you're not, whatever. And I think to your point earlier about, you know, receiving constructive criticism, I think too, some people, I know that I've done this, like, well, I just say what's on my mind. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. You know, well, this is, and more to, you know, maybe more to what we're speaking or talking about. Well, this is just how I shoot. Well, okay, but there has to be some growth, right? Like, if somebody says to you, well, yeah, that's a good shot, but maybe, you know, from a technical perspective, you might want to change X, Y, and Z. Your response probably shouldn't be, well, that's just how I shoot, so it is what it is. Like, I've had a lot of criticism about this podcast, like, hey, you should add this, or it should be this format, or you should do this or do this. And I've told you, like, I've made the decision, hey, this podcast is going to be what it is. Whatever it ends up being when we record is what it is. And it's seemingly working. Like, we're getting a lot of listens and that sort of thing. But there also maybe comes a point where somebody says, yeah, this is good, but if you want to grow, maybe you should change this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that comes back to the whole question of why are you doing what you're doing?
Sure.
And I mean, in everything that you're doing. So why are you even doing the podcast?
And wait, are you quitting?
Quitting? What? We haven't done one in 6 months. Well, I can handle the workload.
Listen, I can't help that you're having, you know, surgery on hairy goiters. That's not my fault.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. It's an interesting thing to me when somebody gets criticism. And I'm part of this, like, I'm not excluding myself from this. And they say, well, it's just who I am. And sometimes I want to respond, well, maybe you're just not that good a person. Or, you know, in regards to photography, well, maybe you, who you are as a photographer, maybe you're not a good photographer.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And make sure you check us out on the web, www.samstroudphoto.com. And find us on facebook.com/samstroudphoto, on Twitter at samstroudphoto, and Instagram at samstroud. See you next time.